Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back. Oh my goodness!
Are you dying? Stop dying! All right, I'll take over. All right, guys. Hello, welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. This is Messi, and your host, who is unfortunately coughing and dying over here, Zero. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Messi, I feel like I don't even need to be here anymore. It's so good, you know. Messi's all like, you know. He's like, yo, we should plan like what we're doing in the main show. I'm like, nah, we're good, let's go. And then I cough on the start. That's great. Great sign. Another great sign is all our patrons who have stuck with us for all this time. So I'd like to thank you right off the bat. Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug, and PK. Thank you so much for your continued support. Okay. This week, I mean, first thing, just real quick, because I'm sure I haven't gotten a chance, but Wabs and I predicted the, predicted. It wasn't much of a prediction, but we both said Vitality would win Worlds. They did win it. We also said it'd be a Vitality BDS Finals. It was. And I did not think it was going to be, like, I just want to talk about this right off the bat. And then I do have some other things I want to talk about, but, I feel like I did not see it being so absolutely dominant, a 4-0 in the finals. But then when I think about it, it's like, if you're the team that just doesn't get beat, like, you have that confidence instilled, and it's just this overriding wave. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, yeah. If BDS were to win it, it'd be even more impressive than what they did last year, right? Because last year they won it when they were out of form, right? But if BDS were to win it this year, it would have been like, oh, we haven't been super dominant, and we're facing the team that has been dominant and is currently on the greatest hot streak of all time. So I guess my question to you right off the bat here, Messi, is this Vitality now the best team that was ever made in Rocket League? The best team ever?
No. Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Legacy aside, we can definitely say, like, technique-wise or as a team is the best, but that's just natural, like, progress, right? Yeah. No matter what, the team now is going to beat the team from, like, a couple years ago. That's just the reality.
Like, I think I just can't put them above the Dignitas dynasty quite yet.
Yeah, they need that legacy to cement. Was Dignitas this dominant, though?
Because I feel like... Mm-hmm. Believe Dig, man, just Turbo in general as well. In general, is it just Turbo? It's like 3 worlds in a row. Like, yeah, I don't know, just ridiculous. But this team, they're something else. They're scary.
They need to keep it right. And we'll get our second talk in a bit. But what do you feel?
It's just. BDS suffered the same fate G2 did last year. They start off hot in quarters, continue it in the semis, and then once they reach that moment where they have to win, they just fall apart. And it was, and I feel like, honestly, we haven't seen Vitality like push to their furthest limit yet.
No, right now they're riding the wave, and they haven't had a challenger. And it's are they going to get worse, and that's why someone's going to challenge them, or is there someone else that's going to step up? That's kind of the big question, eh?
Yeah, it's just going to depend, right? Because we have to like see the teams that are on the rise. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And honestly, like, Pharah, he is such an important piece of the puzzle. I feel like without Pharah, that team wouldn't have gotten as far as they have, even with their raw talent.
Having yeah, Pharah, that's fair.
Having Pharah there. Ooh, man.
So kind of on this talk then, do you think Zen is, like, you consider Zen to be the best player in the world right now?
Zen's not only the best player in the world. He is the best rookie in esports history.
Whoa.
I'm putting it out there. He's the best rookie in esports history right now.
I was about to argue with you, but then I'm like, there's been like crazy breakthrough rookies, right?
It's a 2-month turnaround from his debut to Worlds without losing an event. So, I don't know if you can argue.
It's like his performance at the highest like competition, because most rookies will fade and not fade, but like don't win tournaments. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like even Archie, when he was like crazy good, right, was on a team that was winning tournaments, but he was like. I just remember like one or two tournaments where it's like Archie's incredible. Like I can't believe I hadn't heard of him before, right? Yeah. Where it was just him. It was just like for 5 minutes, all he saw was him hitting the ball to himself, you know. But it's another thing to perform on one of the best teams and to be consistent and to win so much. And I think I completely agree with you. I actually don't have any counter argument to that. Yeah.
It's like even Seiko last year, like. He came in during the winter and he won his first ever event by bringing up an endpoint team that was struggling to make top five. But after that first win, the rest of the split didn't go as well. They made the major and then BDS picked him up. They had a really solid spring, winning two events. And then the major, let's just forget what happened at the major, right? It never happened. And then they go to Worlds and they just dominate.
Do you feel, because I remember, what was it, 2 years ago? I believe I voted Miss the best player in the world. Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago now? 2 years ago.
I don't remember.
It's 2 years ago, but it feels like 5 years ago. But do you feel that BDST... No, I'm thinking of FaZe. What am I talking about? I watched a lot of FaZe in this tournament. That's why I'm getting confused. Do you feel like FaZe is going to make any changes? Just complete side note here. But I was just thinking of Zen, and then I thought I missed. Do you think Mist is out of that FaZe team? Or do you think First Killer is going to go and try to make a new team separate from FaZe?
I think Sypical would be the first one to leave that team.
You think Sypical's first one to go?
Yeah, there's been a lot of internal turmoil. Sypical's thinking about retiring.
There's a lot of players thinking you're retiring. I mean, it's for a lot of those people, which I like to call the Pittsburgh Knights wave, like that kind of crop of talent is now the veterans of the scene. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's a lot of players from there thinking about retiring.
Yeah. A lot of those players thinking about retiring. Like, I just want to see JNaps win Worlds, man. just for the one time, you know, but.
Is GT...
Competition is too stiff out here. Way too stiff.
Yeah. Is G2 just always going to be like... I don't think that team can ever break up. Like, that should just be a team and keep getting 8th place for the next 5 years. Like, that's my feeling of G2.
Yeah.
But there will be a point, right?
They do have it in them to win it, but...
They're the longest lasting team of forever at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have that's a lot. The current longest standing duo is Garrett and Justin. And one of the longest standing duos just broke up this past week, which is super sad to see.
Who did?
Ocalid. Oh, leaving Falcons and Nupo taking his place.
Is Ocalid on the out? Is that what's happening?
I think he's going to get picked up by another top-level team in MENA. But Yeah, it's just sad to see him go. And a lot of people thought Nupo was going to replace Mawson on Rule 1 for the longest time, but now he's on Falcons, and Falcons looked like the best Mina team at Worlds.
Yo, Mina's going to be an incredible region. You know what I mean? I just think they are objectively, what, the third region now? Is that fair to say, or is that too much?
I feel like Sam did underperform a little bit in my eyes. I feel like at least one of them could have made top 8, but...
I guess my point is... My point is that... Mina feels like a region where their top team, the top team they produce, can actually challenge on Worlds, I guess is my point, where I don't feel that with Sam yet. I feel like Sam, the overall ecosystem, is probably one of the healthiest places, but yeah. But that's the big difference I see, at least.
Yeah. Mina's top talent has been duking it out with Europe for years now, whereas Sam is a little more like further away, right? They don't get that competition as much. It's more internal, but I definitely agree with Mina being the third and then Sam being the fourth, but OCE is disappointing, man. Take away their take away one of their spots. They don't deserve it.
Whoa.
Take it one away. Give it to Mina. Y'all don't need that second spot right now. Y'all are not using it to your utmost potential. Y'all are really not.
I mean, I don't know what I can say because I think you're right, but I don't want to get our Australian listeners to get mad. So,
Tim and Smith, I'm sorry, y'all. These are cold hard facts. I have to say, OCE is not that good right now.
Yeah,
like APAC did better than y'all. Like
I was gonna say, Virtuoso and the boys are out here. That's awesome. Yeah, OC got to step up. It's kind of crazy because like OC is like really what one or two countries, even though it's like a region, right?
Yeah,
that's what you get for living on an island, I guess. Anyway,
we gotta get a Fiji player to come through, show him what's up.
You got any other kind of IRL esports news, kind of player roster wise, before we get into a big topic that I have outlined here?
Chrome gonna be playing for FaZe.
Ooh, instead of Typical, or yeah. Just for Gamers 8?
I believe just for Gamers 8, but still gonna be the first time we're seeing him on a stage in 4 years. 4 years. Last time he played, Chicago and JNaps weren't a duo yet. Zen was 11. Like, it's a long time. Long time. But I don't think they're going to perform. I don't think they're going to perform.
Okay, we'll get to Gamers 8. Actually, maybe we'll start with Gamers 8 then. Let's talk about Gamers 8. So when's this tournament coming up?
Starts tomorrow.
And what are the teams in
Thursday,
here?
24. We got 24 teams invited.
All invite?
Actually, no. 16 invites, 8 qualifier.
You know, how does RLCS feel that this Gamers 8 tournament has more prize money than their tournament?
It doesn't. By like 20 million. By like 20,000.
I know. Okay, maybe that was the rule. Was that the thing?
So that's one of the rules, yeah. So Gamers 8 did want to give Rocket League a bigger prize pool, but Psyonix wouldn't allow them to have a bigger prize pool than Worlds. So they had to give it a sustain.
I agree. I mean, I like if they want a bigger prize pool, then they should have given Psyonix money to make their prize pool bigger. but no, I don't think there should be a tournament that's a non-Worlds tournament that has more money, if that makes sense. The spirit of it, you know?
The rosters that are going to be playing, teams, FaZe with Chrome, Furia, Gen.G, Army Corp, Liquid, BDS, Ninjas in Pajamas, Secret, Ground Zero, Pioneers, with Amphis instead of Hunter. So that's a big one to point out, because Amphis was letting go from Power, so looks like he might be trying out with Pioneers for this event. And Rule 1, Falcons with Dupo. Elevate. Gaming Gladiators with Flitz instead of LCT. LCT was announced to be departing from the roster before Worlds. And now Flitz becoming, I think, the fourth North American to go over to APEC. That's their luck. We got Limitless, Twisted Minds, and then we got the qualifier teams. We got Virgin One, Koi, G2, Optic, Vitality, Monkeys, Oxygen, and Sub.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And this tournament, so this tournament's like really, it's the, your world's hangover tournament that's worth just as much money, but it's invite only. It's happening this weekend, so if you're listening to this, this weekend, just turn on Twitch. Okay. It's on...
It might be on the Gamers 8 sure channel.
Or wherever it is. Oh, it's ESL, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've had my thoughts on... I think we did speak about the subject of Gamers 8 last time we came around. It is what it is, what it is. If you want to watch it, feel free. There you go. Yeah, who do you feel is winning this one?
I feel like I'd be wrong in saying anything else but Vitality.
Yeah, I think Vitality... is there any reason for them not to play as well as they played in Worlds?
I mean, like they have one of the best ones players, one of the best two players in Alpha and Zen, and then one of the best threes teams. Like, they're like dominant in every category you can think.
That was the problem, okay? All these other teams with getting three best ones players, you need the best ones players, you need the best duo, and you need the best trio. That's the secret.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
And also just looking at this bracket, so it's split into four groups of six with a double Elim format with two teams in each one getting a bye.
Mm-hmm.
So in Group A, we got Ground Zero versus Oxygen facing the winner of that faces Vitality, and Optic and Gladiators, the winner of that faces G2. Group B, Twisted Minds versus Elevate, winner faces BDS, Ninjas in Pajamas and Monkeys, winner faces Gen G. And Group C probably has the weakest quarterfinal matches I've seen. FaZe versus here. Pioneers, winner faces Carmine Corp, and then Furia versus Limitless, winner faces Falcons.
That winner, oh. I wouldn't want to be going into Carmine Corp and Team Falcons, jeez.
Yeah, and Furia Falcons, that's a rematch from last year's Gamers 8, where there was a best of seven reverse sweep completed by Furia, so.
Historic.
Yeah.
And this is Falcons, like you mentioned, this is Falcons with the new...
With Nupo. Yeah,
yeah, without Ocalid. Okay, there you go.
And Group D, Virgin 1 versus and then Team Secret versus Koi. Winner of the first one faces Liquid, winner of the second one faces Rule 1. So these matches, they're going to be a treat, honestly.
A lot of show matches. If you're here for like matchups, that's essentially what they did. The people who go right into the semis for the groups are the teams that you would kind of want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? But no, that's kind of what they did. Like who people think are the best players, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So out of all the teams in the semis right now, all of them were in the top 8 of Worlds except one. So, yeah. They're all pretty good. They're pretty good at the game, not gonna lie. They're all right.
They're decent.
Yeah, they're Vitality team. They're not bad. But yeah, if we're talking about matchups here, I think my matchup in upper bracket quarters that I'm probably looking at could be probably the best one.
Yeah, what matchup here? What are we looking at here? I want to see the new phase in action. That is going to be like a thing of interest.
Phase are weird. They have the highest highs, and their lows right now are low. I can't tell with them anymore.
I think the matches in the upper bracket semifinals are going to be a little more interesting, I'm going to be honest. Maybe the Team Secret...
Koi match might be a fun kind of secret one, an
underrated well one you might not spot right away, but it's gonna be a fun match, I feel.
Yeah, Koi, unfortunately, it's just weird, they let them use a fourth player during qualifiers but not bring in a fourth player for the event.
Mm-hmm.
So Koi are missing Cosmic, for this event. Cosmic being a key part as to why they're here in the first place, thanks to the 1v1s. So they're going to be lacking in that department, but we're going to see if they perform. I mean, even if you get dead last, you walk away with $15,000.
Wait, so, just for getting invited, you get $15,000?
Just for making it, you get 15 grand.
That's right, just insanity. For insanity, dude.
Yeah. Hey, and if you win one game, you get $25,000.
25? Look at that. Well, okay, it's almost like they're buying your soul with money. But just like we talked about on the pre-show.
Yeah. And then the winner gets $500,000. And the format's awesome. So four groups of six, I already mentioned that. Every match is best of five, and we're going to have every game mode happen. So the order of the games, how they're going to happen in each series, game one, game three, and game five are all 3v3. However, games two and four, in game two, the loser of game one can pick either ones or twos, and the loser of... And then the game mode for game four will be the one that was not chosen in game two.
Mm-hmm.
So guaranteed 3-3s matches, 1-1s and 1-2s. So we're going to have a little bit of everything, because we've had series in the past at Gamers 8 where a game mode wasn't represented at all due to how it worked before. But now they're making it so that every game mode is included in every series.
I just love that this is like a tournament that is the equivalent money-wise as Worlds, but its format is like... wild. Like, you wouldn't do a tournament like this if you're like in the RL, like, you know what I mean, if you're trying to be professional.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not that the format itself is it's so different, but it's like it values a very different set of skills that all the pros are practicing, right?
Yeah.
So I find that pretty hilarious.
And then the playoff bracket, after all the teams, the top eight teams from groups get decided. Games 1, 3, 5, and 7 will all be threes. The same thing follows for game one and for game twos and game four. Game two, the loser picked. Game four, the remaining game mode. And then game six, the loser of game five picks it. So you could be up 3-1 in the series going into game five. And if you lose that game and you're up 3-2, guess what? You have the advantage, but you get to pick now. So that could be a situation where even if a team is at a disadvantage reaching that point in terms of games, the other team can just stomp them in game six, which is win round. So that's one of my only gripes with this format that I've seen so far, but that's up to the tournament organizers to decide, not
me. For sure. Okay. With that in mind, maybe we can now talk about, I mean, we predicted Vitality, Watch Gamers 8. We'll probably review it next week, given the following news, and that we will not be starting the next season of RLCS until January. Is that correct? Am I?
It's correct? A rumor, but it's a very well.
Oh, has nothing been confirmed yet? Are they still kind of hush hush? That is
still
what.
Quiet, but...
Interesting.
It's a rumor that's like basically 99% confirmed, but it hasn't been confirmed by Psyops.
Because they haven't announced anything else either, right? Generally,
no.
Like, there hasn't been anything new after Worlds. Like, they're just letting people kind of, I guess, finish their summer in peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, like, if there's such a big break, how do you feel about that if they did that?
We need third-party tournament organizers to step up.
Maybe that's it. They can say, oh, this is your opportunity, third-party organizers, for 1 year only.
Yeah, just make a lot of tournaments. Keep these players busy. Like, I want to see more. I need to see more. So don't have just Gamers 8 carry y'all right now. And the draw. Like, don't have them carry y'all right now. They got to step up. And I'm hoping that there is Rocket League at DreamHack in December. Because DreamHack is going to be in Atlanta.
Ooh.
And I'm not saying anything, but Atlanta is like 30 minutes from where I'm at.
That ain't bad.
If Rocket League's there, let me tell you, I'm hopping in my car. We're hopping on the interstate. We're going to DreamHack, and I'm really tempted to go ahead and buy my tickets now. In all honesty, buy them ahead of time, even if there's no Rocket League, right? Because I've been wanting to go to one of those like larger events for a while, and I feel like it'd be a good introduction to an event of that caliber.
No, I feel it.
Even though I've been to majors, but that's just Rocket League, right? But DreamHack has a lot of different stuff across many different titles. So getting to see more esports, more communities, expand my horizons instead of being shelled into like two games at a time.
You know? it's a fun little thing. I was at the one in Montreal here a couple years back, and I think it's nice because I would say if you know someone that's going, I think that really helps. But yeah, these third party organizers are definitely going to have to step up. And DreamHack is a great one. They run their events really smoothly. You get like a lot of opportunities to like meet a lot of the players, which is really nice. And yeah, I don't know if there's anything else. I guess just generally, I think, do you think it would actually be a problem? Like if we didn't have esports for 4 months, like would a lot of people go away, or would it actually give us like something to hype up again?
I feel like that's to be a balance, right? You need to have like some tournaments happen in that off time. You can't just have it just be dead, because I feel like, I mean, the players are always going to still be wanting to grind, and they themselves are going to try to seek out events to play in. Mm-hmm. So they can team up a team, like organizers, you know, host tournaments, like maybe some of the bigger orgs can step in, right? Like your Optics, your Phases, like come up and like maybe host an event of their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we just got to have something to keep the people entertained. Just, we need something.
He's something.
A morsel of entertainment.
What if it's just a secret plan to get, what's it called?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
make sure a certain team cough is a little bit worse, you know? What if that's the grand scheme here?
Oh man, I don't know.
You don't believe it. What were you gonna say?
I just want to track back. I just remembered something.
Sure.
Let's give our biggest shout outs to CJ for casting his first ever grand final.
Hey, let's go
at Worlds. Despite it being to Johnny Boy illness, but his cast was awesome. It was amazing.
Wait, what's wrong with Johnny Boy?
He lost his voice during the weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah. I, for a second, I thought you meant like it was ill, like it was just bad. It was just Johnny Boy. Too bad it was with Johnny Boy, exactly. Anyway, keep going, sir.
Yeah, he lost his voice, and CJ, only been casting for a year, wasn't even supposed to be a caster. That's the thing. He was supposed to be talent on the desk. But they were like, yeah, his casting's too good. Let him cook. Cook he did. He did not burn the house down. He is here to stay.
Yeah. Okay. I think with all that in mind, any other RL esports related things? I guess until we have the news of anything what's confirmed, we will probably delay on talking about the next, I guess, things on the horizon. But any other RL related things that you want to talk about by any chance?
No, just Red Tide isn't a win game, is it?
There you go.
It's gonna happen.
Have you been playing some Rocket League recently?
Not particularly. It's just busy work, stuff of the sort. Been dabbling in other games that aren't Rocket League. I know, wow, he's not playing Rocket League.
How dare he?
How dare he? What? He doesn't play Rocket League anymore. But yeah, I've been playing a little bit. They're playing Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight, interesting. That's interesting.
At the moment.
So is Hollow Knight the like 2D kind of like really stressful one? Is that, am I right about that?
It's a pretty, so I mean, easing into it, it's not that bad, but the later stages of that game, they're pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult. Like
it's pretty...
some of these bosses, man. Like if you're able to beat them on your first try, I don't know what to say except like, you're just good at the game. You're good at the game. Like, you might as well be him, right? But, yeah, some of these bosses are giving me a hard time, that's for sure. Like, their attack patterns, like, once you get them down, it's pretty easy, but they move around so fast. Like, they'll chase you in, like, a small, confined little area, and you just have to, like, maneuver and everything. But once I figure it out, it's not that bad. Just,
That's nice.
You get no time for healing in the fights, which kind of sucks.
Sorry, I'm just currently looking up because I just oh, it's okay. Hollow, okay, gotcha. I now understand. My mind knows where we're at. Yeah, I think it's one of those things because I've actually gotten back into playing a lot of Rocket League. Right, that's been my big change in the last little bit. What I find interesting is I feel like some of the games that I'm going into, like some team isn't trying. And then when they're like behind one or two, like in the last minute, they start to try. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, they're like, oh, I'm going to try now. You know, like all of a sudden you see players that the whole game haven't been doing anything, but then all of a sudden they're actually passing the ball. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I just really felt like for the whatever it is in the last little bit, it just surprises me. It's like, oh, these players can actually play. Like I just seen more instances of like, oh, nothing's happening. Oh, I guess something is happening now, right? I don't know if that you've ever felt that before, where like you're playing a game and it feels like, oh, I don't know how to read this, or there's some weird things going on, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, actually I can read this and it's not too bad because, or it's almost like they're like, oh, I decided to try now. You know, I haven't tried for 4 minutes, or I haven't been warmed up, and now I'm officially warmed up, you know? But yeah, I don't know if you've ever experienced that in your SSL games back in the day, or I guess whenever you last played.
Yes.
You ever get that feeling where people don't try and then they try at the very end? But like, because I'm so used to people just giving up too quickly. But there's this like this weird thing that happened that people are like, actually like, no, like let's try with a minute left.
Not that they don't try. I just feel like the pace of the game just can get changed abruptly at any moment. Mm-hmm. And a game could be like going at like a snail's pace for 4 minutes, and then everybody collectively decides, you know what? No, let's just start slinging the ball back and forth at 95 miles per hour for no reason.
That's actually a crazy change because I'm back in C1, like actual mid C1, and I feel finally the pace has changed. Like I swear I've played games for the last like 3 or 4 days, and like in that very low C1, high diamond 3, every game felt the same. Like everybody just kind of goes for the ball when you expect them to go, I guess. If as long as you're in that mindset. But now I'm getting back to like, I had a wonky game where it just felt like our team didn't know how to, everybody, all me and my teammates were trying to readjust to each other the whole time, but it not in a way that worked. Like we just kept getting each other's way, and the ball just stayed in our end. Like nothing really happened in the game. It was a 0-0 or like a 1-0 game for the other team, but it was 1-0 for the other team, and the ball just kind of stayed in our zone, and we couldn't get a cycle going. We couldn't hit the ball out of our zone. Like, it just felt like all of us were trying really hard to adjust to the other people, and then instead, or we both, like, then we'd all decide, hey, okay, we're adjusting too much, let's just go for it, and then you triple commit. It was just a really wonky thing. I don't know even how to describe it or how I should have played differently, if that makes sense, in a scenario like that. Any suggestions here?
I can't say I have any. No, it's just...
You be better, you know? Games. You just air dribble out, you know?
You're good.
You know what I do like, though? At this rank now, there's, like, a lot... Like, people actually sit on backboard, right? I think for the longest time, like, I didn't even see, like, C2, C3 people wouldn't be sitting on backboard, like, back when I was ranking up before. And it feels just a lot more people do it now. Like, it's just a natural part of the rotation, which is good. Especially if you're playing Messi, I guess. But... Did that, like, whole rank reset affect you, Messi?
They reverted it, so...
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it, so...
Why did they revert it? Wow.
Complaints. Talk about that. Complaints.
Wow. Unbelievable. They are...
They listen to their players.
They're at the whims. No, they're at the whims of the community. The community has too much control, guys. That's hilarious. Anyway, I'm back to playing. I'm sure whenever WAB's episode will come around, I'll talk a little bit more of how I'm doing. I am really enjoying the game right now because I just kind of from time to time will chill for an hour and listen to some music and play the game. And so it's kind of a nice thing. I had like 6 months off or 5 months off
because
I had no internet that worked. So it's kind of nice, the relaxing thing for me now. And I feel like I'm definitely not as consistent as before. But I don't feel like my, like, especially some of the harder mechanics have, like, gotten any worse, if that makes sense. Like, I'll do them in training a little bit, and then they're kind of back. So, certain things that maybe hitting the ball while moving fast is the thing that's, like, I'm way less consistent at. But that's just kind of getting back into it. But I don't feel out of place, I guess, is my point. So,
it's just, for me, like, I've just lost my overall drive to play the game.
Well, it's like, what's your goal, right? The game,
I'll watch. Like, the esport is lovely. I'll watch it, but whenever I go to play it, I just don't feel that same, like, need to just want to play, you know? I don't want to play.
And I think at your level, like, it's like, what are you playing it for, right? It's like, if you're not really having that drive for, like, oh, I want to compete, I want to go into random amateur tournaments and stuff like that, right? Then I have life and work happening to me, right? You're kind of like, why would I put in all these hours if I'm just chill? Like, it's supposed to be a game that's more about chilling and relaxing for me at this point, right? Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Did I speak for you, Messi, too much? Did I?
No,
that's about it.
That's how it is. It's like, last season I had motivation only because my online name is Messi and season 10. So it was almost a necessity to have that title.
Maybe like Messi, you have to go into some casual lobbies or some alt accounts and play some scrubs.
That's what I've been doing. Then.
To love the game again. That's the whole joke with Messi right now, like the soccer player, the football player.
That's what I'm doing right now, though. I'm just playing on alts all the time. Just
there you go.
Goofing around in casual.
And the smile is back, Messi. Yeah, the smile is back. Okay, we'll finish off this episode with a couple Q&A from Awesomeness, who's been throwing that in the chat. Actually, I need to look and see if any of the director chair patrons have any ideas for upcoming RNK show. I know Wabs and I have to record a show at some point in the next week or two, so look forward to that. I know there was reactions to Tim and Wabs' episode, which I only heard about the first 5 to 10 minutes, but given the topics, I knew there would be, but I digress. If you want to listen to that, Patreon. Let's get into some of these questions. So first one here, La Awesomeness asks, actually all these are by La Awesomeness, would you or have you considered having lower ranked players on the podcast ask questions to higher ranked members of the community to have like a long form discussion kind of episodes? So we have a lot of players asking the same questions for higher ranking players. I like this a lot. I like the idea of this a lot because I think one of the big things that our podcast did in the beginning was that I was kind of that player. I was the low ranking player, kind of trying to figure things out. So I think that's a great idea. It would have to be the right person though. I had to feel that you'd be like comfortable on the show and all that. yeah, I definitely think this is a great idea for, but it'd be a one-off episode. Like, it wouldn't be like a continual thing. Just mostly because, I mean, I'm sure Messi knows, like booking guests is kind of tough on the show, but it's especially when someone needs to commit for like more than a week, it becomes a lot more tough. So this is probably a one-off thing I'm definitely down to do. Question answered. I don't really think Messi has much to add to that one. There you go. Here it is. Okay, well, this one's kind of related to some of the RLCS talk that we had earlier, but we'll kind of go with it anyway. With how some of the current rosters are looking in the major before Worlds, do you think we could be on track to have another Dynasty level team for the next season? Well, Vitality is that Dynasty level team, right? For next season. So in the beginning of this podcast, Messi talked about they're not at Dignitas's level. What would Vitality have to do for them to surpass Dignitas, in your opinion, Messi?
If they win Worlds this next season, I'll put them above. Simple as that.
Yeah, because it's a full year Worlds too, right? So I think that Dignitas has like three Worlds, but if you consistently for 2 years are on top, I think you are now like two Worlds in this era, right? Two Worlds wins, I think, are more impressive than three Worlds wins back in that era, right? Like, I think we can officially put Dignitas in like the Pele era for soccer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess like BDS is kind of like the Ronaldo Ronaldinho Brazil, you know? If I'm making comparisons. So yeah, that's essentially it. I'm kind of in agreement too. If they win Worlds next year, and especially if they're as dominant for throughout the year as well, I think that adds to it, right? If they pull off like barely scratching by victory, like what BDS did the previous year, then I might not be as inclined. It depends kind of how their form is as well. Because if they can keep this form out, then it won't even be a question, right? If they can keep this unbelievable streak going.
Yeah, because that roster from the Dignitas, like one season 4, one season 5, and made the grand final for 6. Like, that's really good. Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad.
And of course, Turbo winning 3, 4, and 5 all in a row. So, like, that team was just ridiculous. It was absurd.
You don't know where Rocket League's been. But there, I think it's really Vitality. Maybe if BDS had a comeback next year, right? But I think at this point, BDS has kind of been out of that limelight. Like, they need to win Worlds next year, and then possibly another Worlds to kind of be back in the conversation. And is that even the same BDS at that point, right?
Yeah, it's just, I feel like Dynasty is like, you just have to be above and beyond the best team in the world for an extended period of time. And if BDS were to come back up to that level and challenge them, I feel like neither team would technically qualify to be a dynasty anymore at that point.
If these two teams go back and forth for the next 3 years, then both the teams will be better than Dignitas. How about that? Okay. I think it's, so really Vitality is the big one. Maybe a BDS coming back next year. That those are the only two teams in the discussion, though, right? If an NA team won, that would be it. If a MENA team won, then they have to reestablish. They have to win a following year. I don't think there's as much stock in, like, maybe in major results, but not in, like, regional results. So that's also another question. So if, let's just say Vitality gets like 4th in every tournament up to Worlds and then wins it. I mean, I guess that's consistency in its own right, right?
I mean, that's Carmine Corp in a nutshell.
Well, Carmine Corp didn't win Worlds, so
Carmine Corp, like, they, so put it this way, right? They got top 4 in every single event except one this year. They never got below 8th the entire year. And they made every single championship Sunday the entire year. So that's not like consistency. I don't know what it is, but Vitality is still the best team above and beyond, of course, despite Carbon Corp's consistency.
There you go. I think that question's answered. Thank you, Messi. We got one more coming in. You ready?
Let's do it.
Would the podcast ever collab with another podcast with all the RL podcasts popping up in recent year, or would or so like it did with the Booster Club podcast? Was that what Tom Podcast's name was? Booster Club?
I believe so.
Or Infinite Boost.
Infinite Boost. That's what it was. Yeah.
I think if it was like a known enough content creator, like they wouldn't even have to be like over it. Like, who is it that we haven't managed to have on the show? Oh, Buttery Hotness, for instance. Like, I love having Buttery Hotness on, right? If there's like a content creator like that, or starting a podcast, or if there was like, I don't think I would just willy nilly because someone started a podcast necessarily ask to collaborate. Mostly because if you have no experience kind of talking in front of the camera, talking in front of a microphone, like I kind of feel like it takes like for a lot of people about like 10 episodes before you kind of really get going. And also like a big thing for me is like, I'd want someone who would be consistent with it. If someone has like 2 episodes in a podcast, I wouldn't necessarily be like, hey, let's collaborate, unless they're like blowing me away, unless they're like, oh, this is amazing, they're great, let's get them on. But in most cases, I feel like it'd be, for most people, it takes about 10 episodes, one, to know if you're going to be consistent and keep doing this thing, right? Can you make it to 10 episodes and are you going to keep going? And two, I think that's when most podcasts start to get good. Like, I know I appreciate all our early episodes, but I think we, whoa, what is going on, Messi?
I have no idea.
For some reason, your mic just picked up, hasn't picked up at all before, and just picked up now. And then I felt like I was in a, in a 2000s like setting again, like the phone dial was on, like the internet disconnected because someone used the phone. There you go. I would, yeah, like the bigger ones probably wouldn't, like I can ask and I've asked, but they probably wouldn't have me, right? What I mean by bigger ones, I mean like known casters and players who start podcasts. I would love to have them on, but usually I get a no response, so I just leave it as is when I ask. You know, Rizzo just, you know, you don't want the smoke. That's all it is. But it's one of those things where it's like, I also have to remember, like, if a top content creator, top player is starting a podcast, they already have connections within the scene itself. And a lot of my connections are kind of the outskirts of the scene, right? It's the up and coming content creators. It's the people that know our community. And I mean, I think I spoke about this before, but like right now, the measure of my podcast is longevity over necessarily getting any more downloads or less downloads. Because I think I would, unless it were to happen naturally, I don't know, like getting, I don't know, getting Seth Rogen, I mean, getting Sunless Khan on for an episode. Well, one, immediately, that'd be it, right? Because Sunless Khan kills every podcast he's on. But two, we'd have a really big boost for one episode. And then I don't know if a lot of those people would stay because they were there for Sunless Khan, right? And that's exposure. So exposure is a good thing. But we're usually pretty niche in a lot of things. Maybe a little less now, but like if you take our first 100 episodes, there's a lot of stuff that's just like, if I'm listening to a Rocket League podcast, like I wouldn't necessarily want to listen to. Yeah, I guess this is a very long ramble. Anyway, the point is, would I collab with an up and coming podcast? Yes, if they've had 10 episodes and they still want to keep going. And I would probably collab with that, like First Touch or anyone, but that's its own production. That's been great, I think. And because I think it like provides a lot of things that our show doesn't, right? So yeah. Did I answer that, Messi? Is that it?
I mean, yeah, getting a bigger podcast to collab with would be a tall task, especially in the current state of Rocket League.
It's not my decision that we're not. I'm not being like, no, snub.
You're, like, I'll run into one of them in rank, be like, yo, collab.
No, it's not like I'm going
primes.
Yeah, it's not like I've been approached by every bigger Rocket League podcast and been like, no, right? Like, that's not the situation we're in. So I think that's pretty. And I mean, like, that's why, and it has to make sense, right? With Tom's podcast, it made sense because we're a very similar size podcast, right? And I think that's usually the best partnership when you're all kind of in that similar thing. Actually, speaking of, well, I wouldn't say podcasters, but like people in and around our level of fame, I guess, whatever that is, whatever fame is at this level, our level of slight suggestions of notoriety. Nick Tackler was playing Rocket League the other day and just made me laugh. So there you have it. Yeah, I think that's when we'll end our episode. Your homework, should you choose to accept it?
Go watch Gamers 8.
If you want to. I'm not putting that moral decision on anyone.
No, I'm going to force you to do it. I'm going to force you to watch it.
Wow, Messi, how much are they paying you, Messi?
How much are they paying you, Messi? At least the playoff stages.
That's hilarious. No, I'm sure they'll have some great matchups, especially with the 3-2-1 type of thing happening. I was just going to say something like, in the next week or till you hear from me again, maybe try to do something different, right? Go out for a salsa night if they have something like that, you know. Maybe there's a like local band playing, you know, go see them. Right, see an attraction that's in your town but you've been avoiding because you live in the town so you don't care about it and it's all touristy. Maybe go see that. Okay, do something like that. Do something different this week. How about that? And then maybe watch Gamers 8 if someone's paying you. With that, I'll leave you all. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Messi, for being on the show with me. Messi's a real trooper because I know he's switching from night shifts to day shifts, so his everything, he's just tired and all over the place right now, but we started talking about soccer in the beginning. It really got him going, I feel, in our pre-show. But no, thank you once again, Messi. I know it ain't easy, and we'll see you all next week. Peace.
Bye bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.